啊，哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，弟兄姊妹、长辈们，大家平安。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, peace to all brothers and sisters.
啊，很高兴能够在这边跟大家在这边共度这个安息圣日的下午。
Thanks to the grace of God that we all can stay and enjoy this beautiful Sabbath afternoon service.
那我们首先先来看《生命记》三十三章。
First, let us turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
神人摩西要离世以前。
This is before the man of God Moses depart.
他对以色列十个支派一一的祝福。
And so here records his blessings to the 12 tribes of Israel.
当他讲到约瑟的时候。
And so when he came upon Joseph,
33章13节之下,
chapter 33, verse 13 and onwards,
他说, 论约瑟,
as of Joseph,
愿他的地门真神赐福得天上的宝物甘露以及地里所藏 的泉源14节
14.
得太阳所晒熟的美果月亮所养成的宝物15节
15.
得上古之山的至宝永世之灵的宝物第16节
16.
得地和其中所充满的宝物并住荆棘中上主的喜悦愿这些福都归于约瑟的头上归那于弟兄窘迫之人的顶上一连串的都是祝福
Here throughout these verses records many blessings
赐福的就是真神
And the one who gives the blessing is the true God
赐福的就是上主
And he is above all
这里约瑟的神很特别
And so here, the God of Joseph is quite unique.
非常特别。这边说，神是上主。
Here he said that
中文是翻上主是 Lord.
The blessed of the Lord in his land.
那这个上在天上的主，他是住在哪里
？And so this Lord of heavens, where does he dwell?
这边说住在荆棘中。
Here it says that he lives in the thorn bushes.
如果有个弟兄说
，Perhaps if a brother said，
我最近在那个什么 Beverly Hills 买了一栋房子。
That I have just recently bought a house in Beverly Hills。
在座人一半以上听了就说，应该是不错吧。
And most of us would think, wow, he must be doing pretty well。
那如果最近一个弟兄说，我刚刚搬去那个 South Central。
Now, if the brother said instead that he had just recently moved to South Central,
听人替他捏把冷汗
and then you would shed a cold sweat for him.
我们常常问人，你出生在哪里？
Sometimes we ask many other people, where did you come from?
出生代表你的背景。
And where did you come from is in reference to your background.
那再接下来，你现在住在哪里？
And now, where do you live?
人常以自己所住的地方当你的身份，对不对
？And sometimes people connect where we come from, where we live as our identity.
两个小孩出来
two children.
一个说我是来自什么 Beverly Hills.
And so one may say I come and grew up from Beverly Hills.
另外一个说我从 South Central 来的。
And the other may say that I live and I grew up in South Central.
你都不听他讲他在做什么，你自然一般的人就会判断说，一个有钱人，一个很穷的小孩。
And without any other comments from them, we can already deduct from our reasoning that one may be wealthy and the other may be poor.
人都是选好地方住。
Everyone would like to pick a better place to live.
有一次我在一个地方。
There was one time I was in a place.
走过一个天桥。
And I walked through this bridge.
那边有一个巷子。
And there was,
冬天了，大箱子，纸箱。
And there was a box.
我有点好奇，我想说是，又不是垃圾，为什么在那里
？And it seems awkward to my eyes why this box is just laid along the side.
我们听很多好心人的见证啊，故事就是说，有石头在路当中，你把它搬走嘛，对不对
？Now we've all heard the story about a good man who removes the big rock from the pavement.
有好心才有好报。
And if you have this good heart, you will also receive your just reward.
我正想去看看的时候，那个跟我在的弟兄说：“不要碰啊，你不要去敲人家的门啊。”
And just as I was about to touch this, another brother that was traveling alongside of me said, "Do not touch it."
里面有人睡在那里面。
Because in that big box, someone, a homeless man, is sleeping in it.
好几年前了，我在那个奈洛比，就是肯亚的首都。
Many years ago, I was in Nairobi, it's a part of Kenya.
我经过一堆很黑的，就是又很臭的那个垃圾堆。
And so I passed through this place where a garbage place, and it was really has a very fetid odor.
那是在市那个大街上面了。
And it was actually by the main street.
我那次真的吓一跳。
And I was actually quite frightened.
因为忽然从垃圾堆有人在那边动。
Because all of a sudden, in this garbage pile of garbage, something was moving.
因为有人睡在里面。
Because there was someone actually sleeping inside that garbage.
因为它的颜色是黑的，那个垃圾的颜色也是黑的，所以你不注意看看不出来。
And because he was dark of a dark complexion, and the garbage was also dark, that he camouflaged into the garbage.
有人睡在纸箱里面。
And there are people sleeping in boxes.
为了取暖。
In order to get the warmth.
有人睡在垃圾堆里面。
There are people that are sleeping in garbages.
他可以抢到第一手的垃圾。
So that he can receive the best leftover, the first leftovers.
但是我们的神呢？
But what about our God?
约瑟的神呢?
What about the God of Joseph?
住在荆棘里面。
He dwells in the thorn bush.
神赐福很多给约瑟。
God has given much to Joseph.
但这边说，住荆棘中的神。
But here it says, the Lord who dwells in the thorn bush.
我在肯亚从一个地方叫做 Okongo, 我要去一个地方叫做 Kibanga, 中间要走差不多两个小时的路。
And I was traveling from a place in Africa, in Kenya, to another location, and then between the traveling time, about 2 hours.
那在那途中呢，会经过至少要走差不多10分钟的，都是那个荆棘的，都是长荆棘的荆棘丛。
And in the midst of this journey, there are about 10 minutes of the road in which there grew many thorns.
我走过了好几次。
And I have traveled through this journey many times.
第一次我走过去的时候，真的内心那种挣扎很大，并且震撼很大。
And the first time I walked through these thorn bushes, that there was this great nervousness within my heart.
因为那里都没有人哦。
Because there were no one else around.
也很干燥。
And it feels very dry.
我没有想到的是，我没有想到什么死荫幽谷。
I did not think about the shadow of the valley of death.
我想到的是。我的神是不是住在这里？
But what was going through my mind was, is my God living here?
因为神住在荆棘里面。
Because the Lord dwell in the thorn bush.
我们每次想到神是住在荣耀的宝座，
Many
住在天上。
Many times when we refer to God, we can only imagine Him upon His heavenly throne.
对，我们的神是荣耀的神，高高在天上。
It is true the God whom we worship is glorious, and He is above all heavens.
我们的神也是爱我们的，我们的神也在我们当中。
And God is one who loves us, and He is one who also dwells among us.
神跟我们很亲近，进到我们里面。
That God has His close relationship with us, that He comes into our hearts.
但是另外一层面呢，我们的神住在荆棘里。
But from another aspect, our God is one who dwells in the thorn bushes.
为什么神住在荆棘里？
Now why is it that God dwells in the thorn bushes?
全世界没有人住荆棘的。
In this world, there is no one that lives in the thorns.
你想到非洲就很穷，对不对？
If you think about Africa, it relates to poverty.
那么穷地方，你走过荆棘丛，没有人住那里了。
In such a even a poor place, and among the thorn bushes, no one dwells in the thorn bushes.
但是我们的神住在荆棘中。
But the Lord whom we worship dwells in the thorn bush.
那最后让我们来思想。
And so let us meditate.
荆棘。
Thorns.
什么是荆棘？
What are thorns?
我们会想说万物都是神创造的。
We think to ourselves that everything is created by the hands of God.
荆棘从哪里来的？
And so where did thorns come from?
我们如果看创世纪第一章
If we look into Genesis chapter 1,
第31节
Verse 30,
神创造了一切
God has created all things.
神回头一看
And so God looked back.
神看着一切所造的多甚好
And he saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good.
有荆棘吗？
Were there thorns?
我们知道应该是没有荆棘
Probably not.
我们知道荆棘是从创世纪第三章之后才有的。
We know that thorns came about after Genesis chapter 3.
我们来看第三章。
Let's look into chapter 3.
第三章第十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
神对亚当说。
So God said to Adam,
你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅。
He said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, therefore you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground of your sake.
你必终身劳苦，才得能从地里得吃的。
In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life.
第十八节。
18.
地必给你长出荆棘和棘蚁来，你要吃田间的菜蔬。
Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herbs of the field.
在真神创造世界之初应该是没有荆棘的。
During the initial creation of God, there should be no thorns.
因为人犯罪了。
But because man have sinned.
地受咒诅了。
And so the ground was cursed.
地受咒诅长出荆棘来。
And so the ground was cursed and it produced thorns.
人又必须在靠着地而生活。
And man needs to live by the land.
你要吃田间的菜蔬。
And we shall eat of the fruit in which it brings forth.
田间出菜蔬的时候，荆棘就长出来了。
And as the field produces herbs, so it produces thorns.
所以每次我们看到荆棘的时候
，And so every time we look upon a thorn,
你会想到这是咒诅。
And we can remember that it is due to the curse of God.
地受咒诅。
The ground was cursed.
其实在创世纪的时候，地是神所造的地。
In Genesis, the land, the ground was created by God.
天是神所造的天。
And the heaven was made by God.
并且人的一半的本质，人的身体是尘土做的，所以一般说大地之母是因为人是从尘土来的。
And so, because man was made from the ground, and so we can say that the ground is somewhat our mother.
人所出的大地受了咒诅。
But because of man, the ground was also cursed by God.
咒诅的那个产物就是荆棘。
And so the result of the curse is that it produced thorns.
我们看十九节。
Let's look into verse 19.
你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土。
In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground.
因为你是从土而出的。
For out of it you were taken.
你本是土。
And for dust you are.
你乃要归于尘土。
And to dust you shall return.
所以在这节里面。
And so in this verse.
神讲了咒诅之后的人生。
So God described the life of man after he is cursed.
你是从土出的。
You came out of dust.
你本是尘土。
And the dust you are.
你现在要在土里面工作。
And so thus you shall return.
你要汗流满面才能从土里面得吃的。
And in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread.
然后你死了。
And then you will die.
你又归回尘土。
You will return back to dust.
你从土而来。
You came out of dust.
很卑贱的。
It's very humbling.
你在土里面工作。
And you work in the ground, in the dust.
你在这个土里面终身劳苦于土啊。
And so you labored yourself in the midst of this dust.
大地之母因为你而受了咒诅，长出荆棘和棘蚁来。
It is because of you and it is cursed, and so both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth.
你不得不受制于这个受咒诅的地。
And so you must receive this cursed ground.
归后。最后你要归于尘土。
And in the end of your life, you shall return to it.
是虚空归零的。
It is of vanity.
这三个土。
And so these three dust.
出于土。
The initial.
你出于土。
From dust.
劳苦于土。
And to toil in the dust.
土。
And then return to the dust.
所以人生是三个土连起来的。
And so a human life can be described into these three dust.
从此之后，人不得不要被赶出去。
And so from that moment on, man needs to be cast out of the garden.
虽然人也有神一口气。
Although man has the breath of God.
但是这口气就是神的灵已经跟神隔绝了。
But this breath, which is the spirit of God, has been disconnected.
所以创世纪第三章二十二节到二十四节。
And that's why in Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 to 24.
神不得不把人赶出去。
That God has to cast man out of the garden.
我们来看第创世纪三章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 3.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
这边说，真神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他所制出之土。
And therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken.
如果我们看这一节的话,
if you look into this verse,
一方面安慰,
one aspect is quite comforting.
安慰就是神打发他出去,
it is that God sent him out.
派一个大使到哪个国家去 就是打发
It is just like a great ambassador that the United States may send abroad to a foreign land.
圣经里面 神差他的使者 圣经神差他的先知都是用这个字 打发 同样的字
This is the same sent out is the same word that the Bible have described when God sent out his messengers and his prophets.
这是爱的
It is out of love.
赋予使命的
It is one with commission.
我们再看24节。
Let's look into verse 24.
实际行动是怎么样?
And what is the action?
于是把他赶出去。
And so he drove out the man.
如果你回到家,
if you came home,
怎么回, 出门的时候门关, 没有关好, 一只那个, 野狗在你家, 弄乱七八糟。
And maybe you left the house without closing the door and some wild dogs came into your house and messed everything up. And so at this time you are very angry.
一个棍子赶野狗啊,
and so you take a stick to try to cast out these wild dogs.
是赶出去的,
and so you drive out these dogs.
不要忘记, 亚当, 亚当虽然犯罪,
let us not forget, even though Adam have sinned,
亚当是神的儿子,
but Adam was still the son of God.
路加福音告诉我们,
in the book of Luke, it tells us
亚当是神的儿子,
that Adam was the son of God.
神所创造的,
it was created by God.
神爱他,
and God loved him.
他们曾经很好过,
and they had a good relationship once.
现在犯罪了,
but now that he have committed sin,
你可以看到为父亲的神的内心的
And you can feel the heartbreak of a father and that of God.
神内心是矛盾的,
in God's heart, he has this dilemma.
从打发到赶出, 这两个, from, 那个动词, 你可以看得到神内心的撕裂感,
from sending him out and also driving him out, you can feel that there is this great conflict.
我们在人间有时候会看到说逆子啊, 就是叛逆的孩子。
就是不乖的小孩嘛。 In this world, we have seen those who are children who are bad.
但是当爸爸的呢?
But as for the father,
有时候你很生气,
sometimes they may be very angry.
你这么坏, 给我出去!
You are so bad, get out of here.
如果这孩子很听话, 忽然变得很听话,
now, if this child suddenly returns and becomes a very, very good child,
他说是的, 爸爸,
he said, yes, father, I will leave now.
这个时候爸爸怎么办?
And at this time, what will be the reaction of his
你给我出去!
Father? He said, you leave here.
意思说你现在就出去啊?
Does he mean, are you going now?
又不好意思留他,
and he dares not to embarrass to
keep 你就这样出去吗? 给我出去!
Are you going to go leave me right now like this?
如果这个孩子真的出去了,
and now if this child really depart from the door,
痛苦的是父亲啊,
what hurts the most is the father.
如果这个小孩子还很小,
now if this child
三岁五岁啊,
is
very, 他真的出去了,
very young, 3 to 5 years old, and he truly left the door,
我看跟着爸爸跟在后面追啊,
but I'm sure the father will be not far behind him to chase after him to see where he goes.
不要说这个小孩子是这个样子的,
let us not say only of this child.
我们看圣经里面那个浪子的比喻不是这样子的,
if we look into the parable of the prodigal son, is it not so?
自从那个逆子出走之后,
after that prodigal son have departed,
这个名声扫地的父亲,
and this father,
天天在盼着回来,
every day waited for his son's return at the doorpost.
当地平线的那一端忽然出现他孩子的影像的时候,
and one day until he see from a great distance the image of his son.
这个老父亲远远就看见了,
and so this old father have seen with his eyes.
圣经说他动了慈心,
and so the Bible describes the heart of the father have moved into compassion.
正常有尊严的父亲已经看到说, 哦,你回来了, 赶快躲到房间里面去, 等他来, 道歉再说,
probably a respectable father would probably think, okay, now he finally returns, let me go to my room and try to ignore him.
但是这个爸爸呢?
But what about this father?
他不顾身份了, 跑过去了,
he does not consider that he is in a position as a father, but he ran after his son.
他抱着这个 整天跟猪在一起的这个小孩的身体。
And so he held on his prodigal son who was living with the pigs.
他连连甚至的亲那个想吃猪食的嘴巴。
And so he kissed the face of this prodigal son who has eaten from the food of swine.
完全接纳。
And he have completely accepted him.
完全的给予。
And he completely received him.
神也是这样子。
So likewise is our God.
自从地长出荆棘之后，
ever since the ground produced thorns,
自从神的儿子亚当被赶出去之后，
ever since the time in which the Son of God Adam was cast out of the Garden of Eden,
神内心是痛苦的。
In the heart of God, he was in pain.
因为神的公义一定要赶出去。
But because of the righteousness and the justice of God, he needs to drive Adam out.
因为神的慈爱，所以神打发他去耕种所出之地。
But because of his mercy, God sent him out.
我们知道神也给他做一个披穿啊。
We all know that God has also made him a tunic.
从此开始就有救赎了。
And from then on, there was salvation.
其实救赎是神内心撕裂痛苦的一个作为。
Salvation is actually a result of God's heart being broken.
我们看旧约时代。
Let's look into the Old Testament.
看创世纪第十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15.
十五章第十二节。
Verse 12.
神跟亚伯兰立约的时候。
This is when God made a covenant with Abraham.
亚伯兰沉睡了。
Here Abraham fell into this deep sleep.
这里看到有惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。
And behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him.
这个不是自然的天黑。
This is not the natural evening, the coming of evening.
这个是大黑暗。
But there is this great darkness.
并且是惊人。
But it is of horror.
只有落在一个人身上。
And it only came upon Abraham.
如果是自然的傍晚的话。
If it was just a natural night or evening,
应该是夜幕西垂啊，大地黑暗嘛。
It probably the darkness befalls on all things.
这里是惊人大黑暗落在亚伯兰一个人身上。
But here this great horror and great darkness only fell upon Abraham.
这是人间啊。
And this is upon man.
在人间，我们知道接下来的这个大黑暗是什么？就是四百年亚伯拉罕子孙的苦难。
And this dark darkness also resembles the pain and the suffering of the descendants of Abraham for 400 years.
当父亲的亚伯拉罕要用神用这个影像来表示出当父亲的亚伯拉罕所承受的这个苦难。
And so, as a father, God used this image to portray to Abraham the suffering that he will also encounter.
以色列人在受苦的时候，
in the time in which the Israelites suffered,
亚伯拉罕只是睡在那里，神用大黑暗落在他身上来表达。
And that was the time in which Abraham was in his deep sleep, and God used this great horror and darkness to show him.
但是，自从亚当被赶出去之后，
but after Adam was cast out.
自从以色列人神的选民在埃及受苦的时候，
After the Israelites, the people of God has been suffering in the land of Egypt.
我们看出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
我们很熟悉的一个故事。
It is a story we are all familiar with.
三章第一节开始我们看到摩西。
Chapter 3, verse 1, here records Moses.
这里的摩西对他来讲，这个世界再没有什么可以眷恋的了。
For Moses, a person of Moses in this period, he has nothing to consider about the world or those around him.
40年啊。
For 40 years.
他可以说是自我放逐啊。
He has already have
自己把自己
no care of the world.
他不管，对自己没有什么希望啊。
He has no hope of himself.
如果用很我们现在社会的话，很比较低俗的话说，这个是无用的男人啊。
If we use a term in today's society, we can say that he was a useless man.
为什么
？Why？
我们看第三章第一节。
Let's look into chapter 3, verse 1.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶特罗的羊群。
And now Moses was tending a flock of Jethro, his father-in-law.
40年了。
And he led the flock for 40 years.
他没有自己一头羊哦。
He does not even have a flock of his own.
如果我们看前后就知道。
If we look from previous and after.
如果我们把他的一生跟那个雅各比较，那他们两个差太多了。
And if we compare him to Jacob, they have this great difference.
雅各二十年带了两大队回来啊。
After Jacob, after departing from his native land, he came, returned home with many, many sheep.
以社会的层面来讲，他是争取的，要抓的。
In terms of the Israelites, if he returned, actually he was to be captive.
不要忘记，他是用时间做劳力换了两个太太。
And let's not forget that Jacob was actually able to, he exchanged all this stuff for by marrying two wives.
他是娶妻啊。
He married two wives.
摩西呢?
But as for Moses,
以当时的社会来讲的话,
according to the society of in his
days, 我们看第二章第二十一节。
Let's look into chapter 2, verse 21.
摩西是把自己嫁给女方啊。
Moses himself actually married into the woman's family.
所以这边说摩西甘心和那人同住。
And then Moses was content to live with the man.
意思说我一个人孤身在外。
That is to say that he is a lonely and a man by himself.
算了。
Forget it.
我把我自己嫁到你，就是男的嫁给女方就是了。
Let me marry into your family.
那如果这样子的话，你永远没有自己的财产了。
And if this is true, then you will never have a property or inheritance of your own.
你生下的孩子也是对方的。
Even the children in which were born to you were of the other parties.
接下来你就会看到他要回埃及，他要跟耶夫报告说，我回去可以不可以？
And so that is why when Moses is about to return to Egypt, he needs to ask for permission from his father-in-law Jethro.
我们一般如果你出差，你绝对不会打电话给你的那个岳父说，我可以不可以到哪里去啊？
If we were going on a business trip, we definitely would not be calling our father-in-laws and say, can I go to this business trip?
为什么到最后他的岳父把他的孩子太太那个送来给他？
Why is it that,
因为他是被招婿的。
Why is it that later Jethro sent Moses' wife and his children back to him? Because actually before then, Moses married into his family.
40年啊,
For 40 years.
摩西还是在牧养他岳父的羊。
And so Moses is still tending the flock of his father-in-law.
这要讲什么?
And what does this say?
他内心已经一点感觉都没有了。
In his heart, there is no more this kind of thoughts or feelings.
对自己已经很失望的一个人了。
He was a man who is so disappointed upon himself.
对这种内心冰冷的人，你要叫他做什么事情呢？
And so, with such a man, what are you to say to him?
因为他对自己已经放弃了。
Because he have already given himself up.
他能够想到说有什么伟大的志向吗？
Does he have any more dreams or any goals or an achievement that he would like to accomplish?
他已经自我放弃了。
He has given himself up.
已经40年了。
For 40 years.
这时候神来了。
But at this time, God came.
我们来看第二节一下。
Let's look into verse 2 of chapter 3.
真神的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush.
火是热的。
The fire is hot.
荆棘是刺的。
And the bush is of thorns.
荆棘从创世以来就是咒诅的。
And so thorns from the beginning of time means curse.
我们晓得这里神的使者就是神本身。
And so here it refers to the angel of God, that is God himself.
神从荆棘里从火焰中向摩西显现。
And so God appeared to Moses in the midst of this fire of the burning bush.
内心冰凉的摩西这个时候也是有点好奇啊。
And this heart, this cold heart and frozen heart of Moses at this time has this curiosity.
他说奇怪，荆棘被烧。
And so he wonders.
没有烧坏。
He said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight.
我要去看看这个大
象。Why the bush does not burn?
荆棘怎么被烧坏？
How is it that the bush was not consumed?
神看他要过去了。
And so the Lord saw that he was turned aside to look.
神就从荆棘里呼叫摩西。
And so God called to him from the midst of the bush.
说摩西，摩西。
And said, Moses, Moses.
他说我在这里。
And he said, here I am.
神说你不要近前来。
Then he said, do not draw near this
place. 把你脚上的鞋子脱下来。
Take your sandals off your feet.
因为你所站之地是圣地。
For the place where you stand is holy ground.
哪里是圣地？
Where is the holy ground?
荆棘地。
It is the ground of the thorn bush. Why?
神临在的地方。
Because that is where God is in the midst.
为什么?
Why?
因为神住在荆棘里。
Because the God dwells in the thorn.
因为神从荆棘里面向摩西呼喊。
And because God calls to Moses from the midst of the thorn bush.
因为神在荆棘里啊。
It's because God is in the thorn bush.
有很多解释哈。
There are many explanations.
尤其是那个长老会。
Especially the Presbyterians explain this way.
他们解释错了。
But they explain wrong.
他们说这荆棘是人呢、啊，说我们每个都像荆棘。
They say they refer this thorn bush to man and say every one of us.
我们烧也不会烧坏。
Every one of us is a thorn bush and we will be burned by the fire of God and we will not be burned up.
自从人类被咒诅被神赶出之后
But ever since the time in which man was cursed and cast out of the garden
神就住在荆棘里面
But God has from since then dwelt among the thorn bush
这里是神的家
Here is the house of God
从荆棘里面神 呼叫
So from the thorns that God called out
代表神内心的苦痛
That is in resemblance to the pain of how God felt
所以接下来神才说
And that's why God continued and said
我是你父亲的神亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神
I am the God of your father the God of Abraham the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob
接下来神说我看见了
And then he said I have seen
我也听见了
And I have heard
我知道
For I know
神看见什么
What did God see
神看见百姓受那个埃及的困苦
God has seen the oppression of his people in Egypt.
他看见他的百姓在受督工的辖制。
That he has seen the toil and the oppression of his people.
他们所发出哀声，神也听见了。
And God has heard their cry.
神也知道他们的痛苦。
And God has known of their sorrows.
说神的百姓在受苦的时候。
And so when the people of God were under suffering and persecution.
神也在受苦。
God himself was also under suffering.
神用在荆棘里面，从荆棘里面发出声音呼叫，来表达他内心的苦痛。
And so God's call out from the thorn bush is a manifestation of the heart and the spirit of God.
荆棘是咒诅的。
Thorn bush is cursed.
人类受咒诅。
Man was cursed.
神自己也在这个咒诅之下来受苦。
God himself was also suffer with us under this curse.
神要告诉摩西。
And so God said to Moses.
摩西啊。
Moses.
你能够体谅为父的神的心吗?
Can you understand the heart of your God?
你知道神以荆棘为住处的心痛吗?
Do you know why I'm in such pain to dwell in the thorn bush?
所以每当人犯罪的时候。
And so every time man commits sin against God.
每当人犯罪的时候。
Every time we sin against God.
像四世纪十章十六节。
Just as in Leviticus. In Judges.
十章十六节。
In Judges chapter 10 verse 16.
四世纪十章十六节，这里告诉我们。
In Judges chapter 10 verse 16, it tells us.
当以色列人除掉他们中间外邦神的时候。
When the Israelites put away the foreign gods from among them.
他们侍奉神。
And they served the Lord.
那接下来说，神因以色列人受的苦难，就心中担忧。
And then it says that his soul could no longer endure the misery of Israel.
神内心是担忧的。
The heart of God is in sorrow and misery.
神的爱。是何等的大
The love of God is great、
嗯、我们来看希伯来书第二章十四节
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2
希伯来书二章十四节
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14
世人是神创造的
Man was created by God
是神的儿女
And they are considered as the children of God
儿女既同有血肉之体
And inasmuch then as the children have partaker of flesh and blood
他也照样成了血肉之体。
He himself likewise shared in the same.
神自己来了。
So God himself came.
道成肉身。
He came to this world.
取了血肉之体。
And so he brought with himself flesh.
这个血肉之体跟他的儿女们是一样的。
And this flesh and blood is similar to his children.
主耶稣我们知道。
And that is Lord Jesus Christ.
他成为人了。
So he came as man.
所以圣经说道成肉身住在我们当中。
And that's why the Bible said to him that he came to this world and lived among man.
所以主耶稣也经历了人间的恩怨情仇。
And so God, Jesus himself also experienced all the emotions and the sorrow and the misery of man.
人间的冷热寒暖他都经过了。
The warmth and the cold of man he have experienced.
希伯来书四章十五节十六节。
And Hebrews chapter 4.
这边告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 4.
十五节。
Verse 15.
说我们的大祭司能够体恤我们的软弱。
For we do not have we have a high priest who can sympathize with us.
因为主耶稣也走过荆棘满途的人生的道路。
Because he has also walked through this thorn.
我们看约翰福音十九章。
Turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
比拉多是一个很会作秀的政治人物。
Pilate was one who was able to, who was a judge.
他晓得主耶稣没有罪。
He knows in his heart that Jesus was out without fault.
他还想放主耶稣。
And he wanted to release Jesus Christ.
但是这些众人不放。
But the people would not let him go.
并且众人恐吓他。
And the people even threatened against him.
说，如果你把这个耶稣放了。
He said, if you let release Jesus Christ,
因为他说他是王啊,
because he said he is king.
我们没有, 我们只有一个王, 就是当时的那个该撒。
And they say that we only have one king, and his name is Caesar.
他说他是王, 你把他放了, 你可能以后有事啊。
But if you release this man who claimed himself as king, you might have troubles in your hands.
这时候比拉多就刑罚耶稣。
And so at this time, Pilate punished Jesus.
当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了。
And so Pilate had Jesus scourged.
第二节。
Verse 2.
并丁就用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫色袍。
And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe.
冠冕是得胜的。
Crown is victorious.
冠冕是荣耀的。
Crown is glorious.
如果你说这个铁冠冕给你，
If you say that this crown is given to you,
铁的啊,
a metal crown is given to you,
你就感觉有点好笑了。
You would think it's quite humorous.
这是一个 grotesque, 很可笑的事情，不是吗?
This is something that's quite funny.
很讽刺的, ironic.
Ironic.
但是现在这个冠冕连铁都不是。
But even this crown is not even made of metal.
是用荆棘做的
But it is made of thorns.
荆棘是咒诅的记号
And thorns is in resemblance to being cursed.
荆棘是苦痛的记号
Thorns is in resemblance to pain and sorrow.
用荆棘跟冠冕放在一起这是非常不搭配的
And to combine crown with that of thorns is not a good mix.
但是他们就用荆棘当作冠冕
But they used,
作为冠冕编成冠冕
They twisted a bunch of thorns together and made it a crown for Jesus
戴在耶稣头上
And so they put it upon Lord Jesus' head
把他打扮成国王
And as they scourged him
又恭喜犹太人的王
And they also hailed and mocked him as king of the Jews
用手打完
And they struck him with their hands
在这里我们说看到的都是两个很都是互相很极端的 一种动作
And so this is quite a pretty aggressive and a violent act.
也是非常讽刺的。
It's very, it's not a proper action.
我们看第四节。
Let's look into verse 4.
比拉多又出来了。
And then Pilate came out again.
我们知道他是在那个他的皇宫里面。
We know that he dwelt in his palace.
他应该是在那个半楼的上面的阳台上。
He is probably from standing out from the balcony.
下面众多的那些。百姓
And below are the people, the multitude.
比拉多出来了
And so Pilate went out.
好像在一个很大的戏台上面
Just like he is upon a great stage.
他对众人宣告
And so he, and he proclaimed.
我带出他来见你们了
He said,
叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来
Behold, I am bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no fault in him.
你可以想象一个很大的戏台
You can think of this as a great stage.
一般在介绍一个很重要的人物
When you are about to introduce someone of high importance.
主持人说我们现在介绍一个人。
And so the introducer will say, I'm about to introduce you someone.
下面一定很注意啊到底是谁。
Usually the people, the audience will be, or will give their attention.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣出来了。
And then Jesus came out.
我们看到这个被介绍的人是怎么样的一个人。
We see how this person is being introduced.
戴着荆棘冠冕。
Wearing the crown of thorns.
穿着紫袍。
And the purple robe.
这时候 比拉多就对他们说了。
And then Pilate said to the people,
你们看这个人。
Behold the man.
耶稣是这样被介绍出来的。
This is how Jesus was introduced.
如果一般在介绍一个人的话，在一个大广场，我说，你看这个人一定是掌声四起啊。
Now, if we were in a great stage and people were being introduced, there would be great applause from the audience.
比拉多说。
But here Pilate said,
你们看这个人。
Behold the man.
他头上戴了荆棘的冠冕。
For upon his head is the crown of thorns.
荆棘是咒诅。
Crown is being cursed.
从创世没有的。
From ever since the beginning of time.
地受咒诅才开始有的。
It did not exist during the time of creation, but it came after the crown was cursed.
这一路来人都是在这个荆棘满途的地上生活。
And in the journey, in our journey of our life, we have continued to toil under the ground of the thorns.
神住过荆棘。
And God Himself have dwelt in the midst of these thorns.
现在这个荆棘成为冠冕戴在我们主耶稣的头上。
Now the thorns have been placed as a crown upon the head of our Lord Jesus Christ.
荆棘应该结束了。
The thorns should have concluded.
因为我们主已经用他的头把它顶起来了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ have used His head to sustain it for us.
我们的主曾在荆棘苦难里。
Our Lord Jesus have dwelt in the midst of the thorns.
因为他跟我们同受苦难。
Because He also suffered alongside with us.
所以我们来看以赛亚书。
So let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书六十三章。
Isaiah chapter 63.
以赛亚书六十三章。
Isaiah 63.
第九节。
Verse 9.
以赛亚书六十三章第九节。
Isaiah 63 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们在一切苦难中，他也同受苦难。
In all their affliction, he was afflicted.
我们人生可能你会遇到很多的苦难。
In our life, we may also encounter many affliction and troubles.
但是这个苦难不是因为你因为被罪所缠绕。
And these troubles, it may be because we have been bounded by that of sin.
这个苦难是约瑟的苦难。
Actually, this affliction is not bounded by sin, but this is the affliction of Joseph.
约瑟受过很多的苦难。
Joseph himself have also endured many afflictions.
他为什么受苦难?
Why did he encounter difficulties?
为了完成神给他托付的工作。
And that is in order for him to complete the task in which God has given to him.
约瑟受苦难不是要当宰相。
That Joseph endured his affliction is not for the sole purpose of him becoming prime minister.
约瑟一生的高峰，一生最主要的终结点不在于他当宰相。
The highest point of Joseph's life is not focused upon him being the ruler of Egypt.
他知道到创世纪五十章。
For he knows in Genesis chapter 50.
他明白了。
He understood.
为什么他受那么多的苦难。
Why he must go through all the pains and the suffering.
为了拯救生命。
And that is in order to save lives.
我们来看创世纪五十章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 50.
五十章二十节
Chapter 50 verse 20
从前没意思是要害我但神的意思原是好的要保全许多人的性命成就今日的光景
But as for you, you meant evil against me But God meant it for good in order to bring about As it is this day to save many people alive
当宰相不是他的成就
This is not his greatest accomplishment as just being a prime minister
也不是神在他一生里面要给他最后的一个目的
Nor is it the conclusion of what God wanted for Joseph.
神的意思是要保全许多的性命。
But God's purpose is that so he can maintain and save people's lives.
所以他经过了很多的苦难。
And so he was afflicted.
我们在侍奉神的一生当中。
In our midst of serving God.
我们在信仰的路上
In our journey of faith,
我们也可能遇到很多的苦难
Perhaps there are many afflictions,
我们也可能流过很多的眼泪
And perhaps we have shed many tears
诗篇五十六篇第八节这样告诉我们
In Psalms 56 it tells us
这是大卫所写的诗
And it was a psalm written by that of David
圣经里面记载大卫他要完成神的工作
The Bible records that David need to complete the work of God
大卫最主要的目的不是神要让他当王。
The grand purpose, grand theme, scheme of things is not for David to just become king.
圣经里面告诉我们。
But the Bible further tells us,
说大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，那呢他是服侍了他那一世的人就睡了。
And as the Bible records that of David, that David in his life was to serve as pleasing to God and to serve his people.
不是让他当王,
and he died. It's not merely to become king.
要他服侍,
but it is for him to serve.
他的王位是要来服侍的。
As king, he is to serve the people.
他的宰相是要来保全性命的。
And his purpose was to maintain and to save his people's lives.
不是说因为他受苦，所以给他当以后当宰相当成报酬。
And so likewise, Joseph is not that God made him prime minister so he can act upon his vengeance.
如果是这样子的话，
if it is so,
那那个一生当乞丐的拉撒路一定会抗议的。
And then the Lazarus who was a beggar in his life would have revolted.
所以世上的成就不是说哦，你因为这样子，所以这个成就是神给你的最主要的报赏。
And so the accomplishment is not what you have accomplished, but what God has purposed for us.
大卫虽然当过王,
although David has become king,
我们刚刚看到诗篇五十六篇第八节,
if we look into Psalm 56 verse 8,
我几次流离啊,
that I put my tears into your bottle,
你都记述, 他到处流浪,
you have numbered my wanderings,
记住的,
God
记下来,
has known of David's wanderings,
求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里,
and put my tears into your bottle,
当作永远的纪念。
Are they not in your book?
不会消失的。
It will not disappear.
装在皮袋里。
It will be put into the.
他眼泪一定要很多了，如果两三滴的话，进了皮袋就不见了。
His tears must be many, otherwise if his tears were few, there would not be anything in the bottle.
他在说，这不多记在你的册上吗？
He said, are they not recorded in your book?
他为什么流离？
Now why does he shed tears?
为谁流离？
Why does he wander?
为谁流泪？
And why did he tear?
不是为理想。
It is not for a dream.
不是像唐吉诃德要圆一个不能达到的一个梦。
It is not that he cannot achieve a dream or a goal in which he cannot accomplish.
这是美国式的西方，就是西进的精神，这不是圣经的精神。
This is the attitude and the spirit of an American society, but this is not the spirit of a Christian.
要完成个人的一个梦想。
Everyone is to pursue after their dream.
错了。
It is wrong.
神要在你身上做什么？
What does God want us to do in our life?
要成就神国，神国里面的，要让它实现的是什么？
For the sake of the kingdom of God, in what way?
他是这样流离的。
And this is how David cried out to God.
所以大卫的王国是实现了在旧约里面神应许亚伯拉罕的疆界。
And so David, the kingdom of God in David's period was also a promise in which God has given to Abraham.
如果我们看创世纪十五章，我们就知道。
If we look into Genesis chapter 15, we will.
神应许给亚伯拉罕的地。
For God has promised to Abraham this great land.
是从幼发拉底河。
It's from the Euphrates.
一直到埃及小河。
Until the small river by Egypt.
也就是从伊拉克一直到现在的埃及边界了。
And that is to say from today's Iraq to the border of Egypt.
这是神应许给亚伯罕的。
This is the land in which God has promised to Abraham.
神应许给亚伯罕的地。
God has promised Abraham this great land.
比我们头脑里面所想的就是迦南地大不小几十倍啊。
Perhaps in our mind this land is the land of Canaan and is of great size.
不要忘记迦南地跟应许给亚伯罕的应许地是不相等的。
Actually, we must remember that the whole land of Canaan, in comparison to the land promised to Abraham by God, is not comparable.
我们头脑里面的迦南地就是从北边但一直到别士巴，或是现在从哥兰高地一直到犹大南地，这是很小啊。
The actual land of Canaan and those days were from that area of Dan to Beersheba, in today's term, Golan Heights, to the south of Judah.
神应许给亚伯兰地。
But the land in which God indeed had promised Abraham,
真正的应许地,
the true promised land,
是从幼发拉底,
is from the Euphrates River.
圣经说伯拉大河啦,
is that great river,
一直到埃及河,
all the way to that of Egypt.
当然这当中包括叙利亚，包括黎巴嫩。
All this includes the country of Syria.
谁完成呢？
And when was it accomplished?
大卫。
David.
所以 大卫要完成神的这个历史的使命。
And so David need to accomplish this mission in which God has promised to Abraham.
他受了很多苦。
And so he underwent many afflictions.
神没有用，神不是说哦，让你当国王，这个来回报你啊。
God did not say to David that I'll establish you as king as a reward for you.
神一定会带领的。
That God indeed will guide.
我们为神工作。
We work for God.
我们常会想说，哦，神报答你这个，报答你那个。
God has, we are constantly think to ourselves that God has repaid us and rewarded us in this aspect or in that aspect.
这神一定会的。
This God indeed will do.
但是这不是我们的最主要症结点。
But this is not our purpose.
如果神不帮助了
If God does not help us,
如果你是拉撒路了
If you were Lazarus,
拉撒路一生遵行他就是拉撒路的名就是神帮助的
Lazarus, his name himself means the help from God
每次都人家叫你拉撒路
But if every time people call you and say Lazarus
神所帮助的
One whom God helps
如果不是真正的完全服在神的全能恩典之下，你每次人家叫你，你都大哭。
If not for our complete submission into the power of God, if people call us Lazarus, we will cry.
神帮助你
，But God has helped us.
全身长疮
Everywhere we may have leprosy and boils.
你只有狗朋友
And you were your sores are licked by dogs.
然后呢，你一生当乞丐
And your whole life you were a beggar.
神帮助你到这个地步啊。
And God has helped you to this point in your life.
你能够享受吗?
Can you actually enjoy life?
神帮助就是这个样子。
But this is the way in which God may help us.
他用他的一生活出神的样子来。
But he used his life to live in the way in which God wanted him to live.
我们在今天的这个社会。
And so in the society in which we live in today,
要遵行神的旨意。
We are to keep the will of God.
要完成神的旨意。
We need to accomplish the will of God.
你可能会受过很多的苦。
Perhaps you will undergo many afflictions and sorrows.
但这个苦难不是你的情欲引诱你犯罪而得到了苦难。
And these afflictions and sorrows are not the sorrows of those the temptations or that in which we may have from sin.
而是在完成神的旨意。
But these afflictions come from us accomplishing the will of God.
神住在荆棘里。
God dwelled in the thorn bush.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.